Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Air Force is investigating a near miss between a B-52 bomber and a Delta regional flight from Minneapolis to Minot, North Dakota. The incident occurred Friday as the jet was conducting a flyover for the North Dakota State Fair. The pilot of the SkyWest Flight 3788 apologized to passengers for what he called an aggressive maneuver. He said the jet caught him by surprise and added, "This is not normal at all." One passenger reports that the plane jerked hard to the right and continued to take more turns. Minnesota lawmakers admit that life won't be the same at the state capitol following the political shootings of two lawmakers. Republican Senator Michael Kroon of Blaine says the beginning of last session was working because of the power-sharing agreement that was in place.
That spirit of bipartisanship could have gone forward, and we could have done a better job in that regard. And my hope is that next year there's a renewed sense of cooperation and just really trying to get the work done for the people of Minnesota.
Kroon says his priority for the next session will be drafting another Office of Inspector General bill to tackle the enormous fraud, waste, and abuse in state government. Home sales in June were strong across the state. President of Minnesota Realtors, Patty Jo Fitzpatrick.
We had a really strong June. If you look at all the numbers, I think we were up in all the categories as far as listing, sales, pending closed units. I think it was really a telltale month.
The statewide median home price rose 4.2% to a record high of $370,000. The Twin Cities price rose 2.8% to $401,000. State Senator Eric Pratt of Prior Lake is running for the Republican nomination for Congress in Minnesota's 2nd District. In other headlines, Governor Tim Walz, Mayor Jacob Frey, and MnDOT Commissioner Nancy Dobenberger will celebrate the reopening of the Stone Arch Bridge today in Minneapolis. The historic bridge is opening nearly 3 months ahead of schedule following a partial closure for preservation and rehabilitation work. The 2025 Minnesota State Fair Amateur Contest begins tonight with the first auditions on the Bandshell stage. Entertainment supervisor Shannon Bukta says all these acts are competing for a spot in the next round.
At the end of the whole 7 days, we will tabulate those results, and whichever acts have the highest scores will move on to the semifinals, which take place the first 10 nights of the fair.
Police in St. Paul are looking for suspects in a deadly shooting at a homeless encampment. Officers say several people were attempting first aid on the victim Sunday afternoon, but medics pronounced him dead on the scene. This is MNN.